Peter Navarro was defiant after the verdict came down, calling it a landmark case, the first time in history that a senior advisor to the president has been convicted of this type of crime. His lawyers had tried to argue that Navarro couldn't be compelled to testify before the January 6 committee because of the constitutional separation of powers. Navarro also said former President Donald Trump told him he should invoke executive privilege in the case, but there was no evidence to support that claim. Each conviction is punishable by up to a year behind bars. Navarro says he will appeal the verdict. Tony Waterman, Texas.